This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty.
I'm Pedro Mendez, and this is Editor's Choice. According to a recent study, about a quarter of Canadian athletes don't get the basic nutrients they need. So what is an athlete supposed to do? Well, Teddy Katz tells us how one group of athletes has approached this problem, and he starts by taking a trip to the grocery store.
And I know that probably some of you are master grocery shoppers, and some of you might have a few things to learn.
A dozen members of Canada's heavyweight men's rowing team are getting a very different kind of coaching session this afternoon. They're on a tour of their neighborhood grocery store. Their guide is Susan Bogman. She's a registered dietitian who works with a number of elite athletes in Victoria.
When you get to the grocery store, you probably want to ignore almost entirely the middle section of the grocery store, where all the processed and the packaged foods.
If it sounds a lot like Food 101, it is.
Produce.
This is a place that means a lot to these rowers. All are at least 6 feet tall with muscular frames. They eat 6,000 calories a day, 2 to 3 times more than the average person. Bogman says some athletes are careful about everything they put into their bodies. Others need to be taught the basics.
So, grapes and berries, greens and papaya, anything that's got color, are going to help you recover from physical activity. So bananas are an excellent...
She's trying to encourage them to eat a balanced diet, a variety of fruits and vegetables, and she especially wants them to avoid a bad habit that some of them share. They wait until the end of the day to stuff their faces.
And that's all you eat, right? A huge bowl of pasta with a jar of tomato sauce and nothing else.
And lots of cheese.
Maybe lots of cheese.
Veteran team member Kyle Hamilton knows exactly what she's talking about.
Well, when she said to go home at night and have the heaping bowl of pasta, I kind of cringed a bit. But when my girlfriend first moved in with me, she was astounded at the amount of food we were eating. It's very, very easy to eat crap.
You guys walked right past the frozen pizza section.
Another of the rowers, Rob Weidemeyer, is taking the tour along with his roommate, Ben Rutledge.
So we probably eat pizza once.
Yeah. Maybe twice.
At least
usually
once.
The two roommates are quite honest about their eating habits and have many questions, even if they're not always sure they like to hear all of Bogman's answers.
And how I recommend making them is, you know, using the whole wheat pita shells? Probably don't like them as much.
No, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, okay. Buying those and then just putting on some sauce, and you can just take vegetables and chop them up. You can have pizza made in 15 minutes.
Okay.
And it's a lot healthier, less saturated fat, and a lot cheaper too. Okay.
Does that sound doable?
Sometimes. I don't know. We'll see. The nice thing about this is when I can barely drag myself off the couch,
right,
when I walk in the door,
yeah,
I can put this in the oven.
Yeah.
Fall down,
yeah,
on the kitchen floor,
right,
wait till it's done, and then inject myself with pizza.
Right. So this is where I would say that's when planning becomes really important, and
yeah,
it's so easy to have, you know, maybe a 5 or 6 really fast, easy recipes that take almost no time. You're feeling yourself for the podium.
Yes.
You hate it when people say that, I'm sure.
It's the first time I've heard it just like that. But
as they walk past another aisle, it reminds the roommates of another of the foods they can't resist, potato chips.
Sometimes it'll either be, yeah, the wavy original Lay's,
yep,
or the hot dog.
A white bun?
Yep.
Or a whole wheat bun?
Probably it'll be a white bun.
So I guess if you're going to enjoy that, you might as well go all the way, hey?
Yeah.
Hot dog, white bun, potato chips. Really enjoy it and then don't do it again for another week. I think this actually raises a really good point. You can't be perfect all of the time. Nobody will. Okay, so we're here to look at the quinoa. And quinoa is another thing that you should have on your grocery list. Quinoa is an ancient grain, and it's so fast to cook. It's much faster.
Bogman wants the rowers, all athletes for that matter, to consider healthier foods, including some they've never tried before.
A nutritional training program is probably the last thing that an athlete gets. partly in the past because of funding. Now there's a bit more funding, and so athletes are having access to getting good quality nutrition information. So as they get more information, it will become more of a priority.
One longtime member of the rowing team is happy to hear that.
I've always been of the mind that if you really want to get to the top level in sport, you have to look after all of the elements that create, you know, a perfect athlete, and nutrition to me is a huge one, and it is often neglected.
Derek Porter was one of Canada's most successful male rowers in the 1990s. He's since gone on to become a chiropractor. He's currently trying to make a comeback to the sport while maintaining his practice.
For the most part, it's basic nutrition is what's lacking. Honestly, even most of the high-performance athletes I know don't eat a very good diet. Well, I'm just talking ratios of, you know, fat and protein, and eating junk food, eating preservatives, and all kinds of artificial flavors, artificial colors, artificial that. I mean, it can't be good for the system, right? It's difficult. Most of what we buy these days is over-processed, and it's packaged to last on a shelf, and that's not healthy food. But, you know, it's often cheaper, and athletes are on a budget, so that creates even more problems. I'm always telling all the young athletes, you know, what are you eating that for or drinking that for? And they usually just laugh at me and say, get off your soapbox, you know. But it's taken me 12 years to come to the point I'm at, and I used to go and drink Coke and, you know, big gulps of 7-Eleven after working out, but I don't do it anymore.
What Porter noticed in passing about athletes and their eating habits, a former national team cyclist has noticed in her daily practice. Kellyanne Erdman is a registered dietitian who works with Olympic and other top athletes at the Sports Center in Calgary. She recently conducted a study looking at the use of nutritional supplements by athletes there, and she says some appear to use the supplements to make up for what they're not getting from their food.
I'd say at least 25% of the athletes who I work with will often come up short from just meeting basic nutrient requirements for iron, calcium, vitamin D. Those are probably the big three.
After her study, Erdman set up a lunch program at the Sports Center in Calgary. It provides subsidized meals to help athletes there eat properly. Erdman says it's difficult for athletes to recover from all the training they do if they're not eating right. And if that happens, she says there can be long-term problems.
Calcium rarely presents itself with any symptoms of when you have a deficiency, but generally that's the silent thief, where we're slowly losing calcium out of the bones over the years, and it won't show up with the young athletes that I work with. Vitamin D, same thing. Iron has an immediate effect on recovery, on the athlete's ability to maintain high intensity in training and racing, and we are assessing iron status on a frequent basis in the blood work with athletes.
Cups. It's going to be a lot of quinoa. It's an ancient grain.
I don't know how to cook this.
At the home the rowers share, just a few minutes from the supermarket, it's almost dinner time for Rutledge and Weidemeyer. They're hoping to put some of what they learned into practice. They're preparing quinoa and a vegetable they've never seen before.
I got some of this.
Oh my God.
I don't exactly know. We're going to go with, it says aspiration. It's milder, sweeter, and more tender than broccoli or asparagus. Occasionally flowering is normal characteristic. So, we'll fire that in the stir fry.
We're definitely conscious of fueling our bodies. Like, the hot dog thing, as we said with Susan, is sort of more of a 10% of the time kind of thing. We're not dumb. We don't think that we can go win an Olympic medal on hot dogs and craft dinner, right? But certainly, like, we would eat things not unlike this, maybe not quite so high-end. I don't know, like quinoa definitely was not in my vocabulary until we talked with Susan.
I think the biggest change is adding more stuff into the meal. Prior to, I don't think it'd be uncommon to buy a pound steak and have that for dinner.
Just the steak alone?
The steak alone kind of thing. And maybe...
not even with potatoes or something like that?
Potatoes take a long time to cook. But that's the biggest thing is adding the variety in, because it's fairly easy to cook, but it's just mainly being so tired that you think, oh man, I gotta cut vegetables and I gotta fry and then this and that. It's astonishing to me at how mentally and physically challenging it is to cook everything. Because sometimes we come home and we can't even put together sentences talking back and forth. We're so tired.
Rutledge says it's nice to have Susan Bogman making sure they're staying on the right path. Sometimes the thought of food keeps them up at night.
Occasionally I'll wake up in the middle of the night scared that I haven't eaten enough food. So you'll wake up at midnight having nightmares that you're going to crash tomorrow because you you don't feel like you've had enough food, so you'll come and make like 2 peanut butter sandwiches at 1 in the morning. Scarf those back.
For all athletes, they say, the biggest obstacle to not eating well is money.
I think the biggest thing is budgets for a lot of athletes. That's usually the first place that gets cut is, you know, the food you eat. So
it's tough to negotiate for cheaper rent, but it's easy to shortchange yourself when you're at the grocery store.
Looks like we're almost done here.
Smells pretty good, I gotta say.
Finally, dinner is ready. They managed to cook up chicken with a bottled curry sauce, green vegetables, and quinoa.
Can we give it a go?
The quinoa is the most anticipated bit.
With a bit of expert advice on how to manage their time and money after a trip to the grocery store, they're hoping they've found a recipe they can follow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Not bad. A little chewy.
For the Inside Track, I'm Teddy Katz in Victoria.
Brock asparagus, here it goes.
Actually, that was really good.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
That was CBC Radio's Teddy Katz. For Editor's Choice, I'm Pedro Mendez. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC Radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.